Have you recently had a close encounter? A close encounter with something very unusual.
I saw something last night that I can't explain.
Good morning, Neverland!
All we're trying to say is maybe you just probably imagined it.
I couldn't have imagined it!
One thing all of those clips have in common, Steven Spielberg, right? So it's no secret Spielberg has Phoenix roots. His first feature-length movie, Firelight, a film which allegedly inspired Close Encounters of the Third Kind, premiered at the Phoenix Theater Company's main stage in 1964.
In those days, the Spielbergs lived on 49th Street south of Indian School, and the soon-to-be movie legend worked with the props department at the theater. Lori Lemley is the director of special projects at the theater.
He filled the theater. He got 500, it was standing room only, got 500 people in the theater, made $501. He sold it for $1 a ticket, and someone gave him a donation, I guess. That was the first of a successful movie career.
In 2013, the theater had added its third stage. Spielberg was in Phoenix at the time and stopped by the theater with his daughter to see where it all began.
He had heard that we had just done this major renovation, so he was curious what it looked like. So he came back. And he walked the main stage for the first time since he was a kid, and he was visibly moved by it. And we decided at that moment we wanted to name something in his honor.
And that something ended up being a bright red-orange facade that brackets the walkway, which leads to the theater and the Phoenix Art Museum. While the new entryway was approved by the Phoenix City Council several months ago, it was only last week that changing the official name of that entryway was approved.
So now, Lauren, the Steven Spielberg entrance will be a permanent fixture and may inspire the next movie legend.
All right, let's see who it is.